We're on the top of Yud Ches Amud Beis in Chagiga, the Mishnah. Notam le'yadayim le'chulin u'lemaiser le'truma. Before one touches seemingly chulin or maiser, here maiser sheni or truma, it's enough for him to do netilas yadayim. U'lekodesh matbilim, but if he wants to touch kodshim, that's korbanos, Rashi says, avalechol shlomim o chatos va'oshim lekohanim. Yesh maila, we're more machmir by kodesh. It's tzarech lahatbil yadayim b'mem sa'a. Not enough to do netilas yadayim, but you need to do tevilas yadayim in a kosher or mikvah. V'afapi she'ein elastam yadayim, even though we're dealing with regular hands, shelo nogu b'tuma d'oraisa metame es kol gup. He didn't, his hands did not touch tuma d'oraisa, which would be metame his entire body. But this is a ma'ala midrabanan. His hands are astam yadayim. They have a din of shnios, of being a sheni l'tuma. We'll soon discuss a little bit about what that means. And whereas for chulin, ma'aser v'truma, it's enough to do netilas yadayim, for kodesh, he has to do tevilas yadayim, into a kosher and mikvah. Ulechatas, and to touch the mechatas. Mechatas is the water that is prepared for the efer para, for the para aduma, to be sprinkled upon the tmei meis. In nitmu yadav nitma gufo. So if his hands became tamei, again, even though it's not a tuma d'oraisa, this is an additional ma'ila yisera, Rashi says, she'in nitmu yada ba'achas min advarma v'taminas ha'yadayim v'lo es ha'guf, k'gom v'lad ha'tuma, his hands touched ha'sheni the tuma, all these tumas that are midrabanan, we view it as if his entire body became tamei, v'chol ha'guf tzorech tvila, Rashi says. V'chol ha'maylos halalu, Rashi diber maslan nitma ha'guf, v'chol ha'maylos halalu, sh'zeh gavah mizeh midivrei sofrim. This is all midrabanan. Min ha'Torah, they would all be the same. They're not tamei at all. Midrabanan, the chulin, ma'aser sheni and truma require netilas yadayim. For kodesh, they require tevilas yadayim in a mikvah. And for mechatas, which is the ashes of the parah aduma, the water that's prepared for the ashes of the parah aduma, we view it as if his entire body is tamei. It's not enough to do netilas yadayim. It's not enough to do tevilas yadayim. He needs tevilas kol gufo. Tova l'chulin. A person goes into the mikveh in order with the kavana for eating chulin. Huchzok l'chulin, aser l'maiser. He has kavana to be tovel in order to eat his chulin b'tahara. So now he's tohor l'gabe chulin, but l'gabe maiser sheni, he's still considered to be tamei. Tova l'maiser. If he goes into the mikveh with kavana to eat his maiser sheni, huchzok l'maiser, he's good. It's a good tvila regarding ma'aser sheni, but also the truma. It's not good for truma. It's not good enough. Tova the truma, hooks like the truma, also the kodesh. If he tovels for truma, it's good enough for truma. It's not good enough for kodesh. Tova la kodesh, hook the hook zak the kodesh, also the chatos. If he goes into the mikvah with kavana to eat kodesh, that's good enough for the kodesh, but it's not good enough for the ashes of the para aduma. So here we have five different levels. We have chulin, ma'aser sheni, truma, kodesh, and mei chatas, which is the ashes of the para aduma. And Chazal made each one more strict than the next, because each one has a greater kedusha than the next. Tova l'chamur. If you were tova for something chamur, mutter l'kal. So it's your mutter. If you were tova for the mechatas, you'd be mutter for everything else. If you're tova for a truma, you're good for truma and for ma'aser sheni and for chul. Tova l'huchlak idu l'tova. Someone went to the mikveh without kavan at all. Rashi says, the shame rechitza, the rechitza ba'alma, so that's worthless. That's not worth anything, l'chora. Tova b'lehuchza ki'idu lo tova. Big day am ha'aretz midras leprushin. The clothing of an am ha'aretz who's not careful about tuma and tara is midras. That means it has the din of an ava tuma regarding legabe prushin. Prushin are those talmidei chachamim that are makbid on tuma and tara. So big day am ha'aretz midras leprushin. Rashi said midras is av ha'tuma. Letame odom v'kelim ki midras hazav. If a zav sits, lies down on a bed, sits on a chair, stands on a mat, all those things, that is a special tumah, an ava tumah that the zav gives over to those items. So the big de'ama aret is midras leprushim, to those who eat their chulin bitara. Big day prushin midras la'ochei truma. The begadim of someone who's makbit to eat his chulin bitara is still considered to be tameh regarding someone who's eating truma. Big day ochei truma midras la'kodesh. The clothing of one who eats truma is considered to be tameh, the gabe someone who has to now eat kodesh. Big day kodesh midras la'chatos. The begadim of someone who's eating kodesh is still considered to be tameh regarding someone, a kohen, who's going to involve himself in the ashes of the para aduma. Rashi says, "Diba matzri la'ochlei truma." That's referring to kohanim. V'chol elu malos midirei sofrim. All of these different levels are midirabanan. Sheyomer she'ein shmiras tarasan shel elu chashuva shmira etzel elu. That the shmira of the tara of a lower level is not qualified, is not good enough for the tara of a higher level. Umitoch she'ein elu etzel elu ki ilu lo shamrua, and it's as if you were not shomer at all. So gozer behen bibgadei, and they were gozer on the clothing. Shema yashua behen ishto nida, maybe his wife was a nida and she sat on his clothes. Varein midras anida, and then just like anida is an avatuma, she gives it over to the clothing. The clothing themselves would now become an avatuma as well. And each level is considered to be an avatuma for the higher level. Yosef ben Yoezer ya chosid shebekuhuna, he was a chosid shebekuhuna, vaisa mitpachta, even though he was a chosid shebekuhuna, nonetheless, vaisa mitpachta, his clothing were midras lakodesh. His clothing were tameh legabi kodesh. When he wanted to eat kodesh, he had to go to the mikveh, he had to be tovel his clothing. Yochanan ben Gudgada, haya ochal ataras hakodesh kol yomav, he would eat everything ataras hakodesh. Nonetheless, vaisa mitpachta, midras lachatos. So he was only good, covered up to the level of kodesh. He would eat everything as if it was kodesh. But if he wanted to now involve himself in the ashes of the parah aduma, he would have to go to the mikveh and tovel his clothing. He was considered to be tummy. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, chulun ma'isa mibo netilas yadayim. The chulun ma'isa really require netilas yadayim, as the first line of our Mishnah indicates. Our Mishnah started, notably yadayim, the chulun ma'isa with the truma. So chulun ma'isa really requires netilas yadayim or a mini. We have a steer of our Mishnah and bikurim. Hatruma ba bikurim, truma and bikurim, chayovin alein misa. Only a kohen's allowed to eat it. A zar who eats it b'mezid is chayav misa b'day shamayim. V'chomesh, when he eats it b'shogeg, he has to pay back that which he's eaten and add a fifth. V'asul azarin, there's an isadar raisa for a non-kohen to eat the truma and the bikurim. Nein nichse kohen, it belongs to the kohen. Rashi says, l'kaddish b'inas ha'isha, he can be makadish with an isha, it's his money. V'olim b'echad omeya, truma and bikurim are not batal b'shishim if they fall into a big pot of chulin, but rather they're batal olim b'echad umeya, 101. Anything less than that, the whole thing has a din truma. It's all aser to the zar. Utu uni nitilas yadayim, and truma bikurim require nitilas yadayim. The hair of shemesh, one who becomes a kohen becomes tameh. He goes to the mikveh. It's not enough. He has to wait until nightfall, until tzeisakol chavim, in order to eat his truma and bikurim. Harei the truma bikurim. This is the din by truma bikurim. Ma she'en came b'maaser, v'kol she'en b'chulin. All these things do not apply to Ma'aser Sheni and Kal Vachomer. They don't apply to Chulin. So we have a stira. Kasha Ma'aser Ma'aser Kasha Chulin Achulin. Our mission said that you need Netilas Yadayim for Chulin and for Ma'aser Sheni. And here the Mishnah of Bikurim tells us that you don't need Netilas Yadayim. You only need Netilas Yadayim for Truma and Bikurim, but you do not need Netilas Yadayim for Ma'aser Sheni nor for Chulin. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Ma'aser Ma'aser. It's good. Maiser, maiser, lo kasha. There's no kasha. Maiser, maiser. Why not harab meir harabanan? Because we already know that there's a machlokas between the meir and the rabbanan regarding the status of maiser sheni. This nan kolat toun bias mayim midirei sofrim. Anything that needs tevila midirabanan, which means it's a sheni. So it's something that's sheni. Min haTorah we have an Ava Tuma is the highest, except for a mace. The mace itself is an Avi Avos HaTuma. Then we have an Ava Tuma. Ava Tuma is matam, is something to be a Rishon Min haTorah. Now really only food can become a Sheni, only Truma can become a Shlishi, and only Kajim can become a Revi'i. So you call it Tom Bias Mayim Divri. So for him, something that's Tome, it's a Sheni Lituma, Mitame as a Kodesh, it can turn Kodesh into Tuma, meaning not only is the Kodesh itself Tome, but can it even go be Mitame, something else that's Kodesh, because Kodesh goes all the way to Revi'i. So a Sheni would turn the Kodesh into a Shlishi. Shlishi by Kodesh is called Tame, because it can subsequently be Metame, something else that's Kodesh, and turn it into a Revi'i. That Revi'i now is not called Tame anymore. Tame means it has the potential to be Metame, something else. Now it will be called Pasul. Once it's reached its limit, we don't call it Tame, we call it Pasul. So, Katombi is Mayim Divrei Sofer, that means it is a Sheni, Metame as a Kodesh. So anything that needs bias mayim midrabanan, that means min haTorah it's tahor, and the chacham who goes that it's tamei, so now it has a din sheni, it can be metamei as a kodesh, turns the kodesh into a shlishi, which can subsequently turn other kodeshim into a revi'i. Uposel as a truma, the sheni can turn truma, not in, it's metamei the truma, but we don't call it tamei because it can't be metamei something else that's like it, can't be metamei other truma, so we call it posel. Uposel as a truma. But regarding chulin and meiser, it cannot be metame nor pasal the truma, the chulin and the meiser. The chachamim osrim be meiser, and the chachamim aser the meiser. So here we have a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. A sheni cannot be metame chulin, or it cannot be metame meiser. However, the Chachamim osrim be meiser. The Chachamim aser the meiser sheni. So here we see the meiser sheni, according to the Chachamim, sounds like it can become a shlishi. It can be kalaton bias mayim divrei sofrim, can even be metame the meiser. So here we have a machlokas between Rav Meir and the chachamim. Therefore, our mishnah that says that you need to tiras hadayim for meiser sheni, that goes like the chachamim that says the meiser sheni is like truma, in that the sheni can be metame it. And the braisa that says the meiser sheni does not require Natila Sidayim, that goes like Rabbi Meir, who says that a sheni cannot be metame ma'aser sheni at all, and therefore there's no need to wash Natila Sidayim by stam yadayim in order to eat the ma'aser sheni. Stam yadayim, which are a sheni, cannot be metame the ma'aser sheni. So again, the Chachamim Osrin b'Meiser, because the Sheini can be Metame the Meiser. If the Sheini can be Metame the Meiser, you need Netilas Adayim. That's what our Mishnah holds. And Rav Meir says the Sheini cannot be Metame the Meiser Sheini. If a Sheini can't be Metame the Meiser, that's the Mishnah Bikurim. There's no need to do Netilas Adayim. Good. So we answered up the Stira within Meiser Sheini. Ela Chulin Achulin Kasha, but we still have a Stira of Chulin. Our Mishnah says you need Netilas Adayim to eat when your hands are a sheni to eat chulin, and the Mishnah Bikurim says that you don't. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, kam ba'achila, kam b'negia. The Mishnah says in the Netilas Adayim is talking about when you want to eat. When you want to eat the chulin, then you need Netilas Adayim. And the Mishnah Bikurim that says you don't need Netilas Adayim is because you're not eating it, you're only touching it. Maskif l'Rishimi Barashi, Rishimi Barashi, Asakasha, but I can't look bigger. Rabbanan alayhi Rav Meir, this machlokas in Rabbanan and Rav Meir, in the mission that we just said, Kolaton b'yaz mayim. So I can't look bigger. Rabbanan alayhi Rav Meir, ela ba'achila the meiser, the argument eating meiser, va b'negia the meiser, merely touching the meiser, or even achila the chulin, even eating the chulin, lo pligi. There's no machlokas, they both agree, there's no problem to eat chulin with hands that are sheni. And there's no problem to touch meiser with hands that are a sheni. There's only a problem in eating meiser with hands that are a sheni. And therefore, you see, everybody holds that, it seems that everybody holds that you don't need netilas adayim to eat, even to eat chulin. So we wanted to say that our Mishnah holds you eating the chul, that's why you need the tila sedai, and in bikurim you're only touching it. But we see from this Mishnah, from para, kolatom b'yismayim, that even for eating chulin, you don't need the tila sedayim. So why does the Mishnah require the tila sedayim? Ela idi ba'achila. Really, both our Mishnah and the Mishnah Bikurim are referring to eating chulin velo kasha. There's no kasha. Why does our Mishnah say you need a tila sedayim, whereas the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni says that you do not need a tila sedayim? Kam ba'achila de nama, kam ba'achila de peri. Our Mishnah is referring to eating bread. When you eat bread, that's chul, even chulin bread. As we know, you have to wash and tilas yadayim. The Mishnah in Bikurim is talking about eating peros. When you eat peros of chulin, you do not need the tilas yadayim. The Amar of Nachum and Kalanut liyad of the peros, Rezame Gaseh Ruach. One who washes the tilas yadayim in order to eat fruit is considered to be a bal gaivo. It's not necessary, and in fact, it should not be done. So the Braisa that says that you don't need a tilas yadayim for chulin is talking about non-bread chulin, and our Mishnah is referring to eating bread of chulin, and that's why you need a tilas yadayim.